Maryland School District Requires Assisting Child Gender Transition, Lying to Parents. By Brecken F. Tease on July 25, 2022. Maryland's Montgomery County Public Schools is requiring teachers and administrators to both facilitate a child's gender transition and lie to that child's parents about it, according to district-wide guidance. The school district also appears to promote a parental re-education plan for those who are non-supportive. Montgomery County employees are required to refer to a student by their preferred name and pronouns. The ones the student believes correspond to their chosen gender identity as opposed to the name their parents gave them and the pronouns that correspond to their actual biological sex. Despite that, the guidance makes clear that the references to what the student prefers should not be made when contacting parents in an effort to hide the child's gender ideation and the school's facilitation of it. According to the guidance, disclosing a student's transgender status to parents may violate federal privacy laws, as it constitutes confidential medical information. Under the Communication with Families section of the guidance, teachers and administrators are told they must ask the student's permission to disclose medical information to the student's own parents. Prior to contacting a student's parent/guardian, the principal or identified staff member should speak with the student to ascertain the level of support the student either receives or anticipates receiving from home, it states. In some cases, transgender and gender nonconforming students may not openly express their gender identity at home because of safety concerns or lack of acceptance. In the case of familial conflict, it continues, Student Welfare and Compliance, SWC, should be contacted in order to develop a student-led plan that works toward inclusion of the family, if possible, taking safety concerns into consideration, as well as student privacy, and recognizing that providing support for a student is critical, even when the family is non-supportive. In other words, the Student Welfare Office must be contacted in order to put parents and families on a re-education plan, presumably until they capitulate to the will of the school district. A gender support plan can be made with parental knowledge only if the family is supportive of the student. Otherwise, families are kept entirely in the dark about what their children are going through at school and how their schools are promoting gender ideology, unless the student or parent/guardian has specified otherwise. When contacting the parent/guardian of a transgender student, MCPS school staff members should use the student's legal name and pronoun that correspond to the student's sex assigned at birth, the guidance states. It also recommends limiting the use of permission slips that require the disclosure of a student's gender. Transgender and gender nonconforming students have the right to discuss and demonstrate their gender identity and expression openly and decide when, with whom, and how much to share private information, the guidance says. It's bad enough that the school district is committed to withholding information from parents and actively deceiving them. Parents Defending Education Director of Outreach Rika Sansi told Breitbart News. But to also instruct staff to contact the Student Welfare and Compliance Office if parents aren't on board with their child's gender transition is such an egregious slap in the face to parents. School staff are already mandatory reporters if they believe a child is in danger. This is the weaponization of gender ideology and has nothing to do with actual concern for students' well-being, she concluded. Montgomery County Public Schools Guidelines for Student Gender Identity. 0504.21 Gender Identity Guide. By Breitbart News. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Tease.